Our text is from Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Paul, writing about Jesus, says, "The divine nature was his from the first." The Beatle George Harrison, who died in 2001, said, "What is the purpose of life? Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going?" The search for everything else can wait, but the search for God cannot wait. When you have had all the experiences, met all the famous people, made some money, toured the world, and received all the acclaim, you think, is that it? Some people might be satisfied with that, but I wasn't. And so, how do we find God? And how do we find the meaning of life? Our human reason can only take us a small step of the way. And we shouldn't be surprised at that, because God is far, far greater than we are. God is all-powerful, and our power is very limited. God is eternal, but our lives are relatively short. God is perfectly loving, but our lives are afflicted by sin. If God were to leave us to our own devices, we wouldn't be able to find him. But God has revealed himself to us through the Old Testament patriarchs and prophets, through the Bible, and supremely through Jesus Christ. The angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her she was to bear a son, and he would be the Son of God. And an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and told him to take Mary as his wife, and that Mary would bear a son who would be called Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. Paul writes of Jesus, the divine nature was his from the first. Let me share with you three reasons for believing that Jesus reveals God to us. Firstly, Jesus' character. Dostoevsky once wrote, "I believe there is no one lovelier, deeper, more sympathetic, and more perfect than Jesus." Jesus loved all people. He healed the sick. He befriended the lonely and the outcast. He denounced hypocrisy. He called for justice. John the Baptist was in prison, and he heard about Jesus and wondered who he was. And so he sent his disciples to ask Jesus. And Jesus replied, "Tell John what you hear and see. The blind recover their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are made clean. The deaf hear. The dead are raised to life. The poor are hearing the good news. And happy is the one who does not find me a stumbling block." In summer, moths and other insects are drawn to a bright light. Likewise, Jesus was the light, who drew a wide variety of people to him, people disillusioned with religion, but seeking God and spiritual reality. Secondly, Jesus' teaching. Jesus taught us that there's only one God, and that we should love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that we should love our neighbour as ourselves. Jesus also said, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for your persecutors and those who treat you spitefully. It was Jesus who gave us a golden rule: always treat others as you would like them to treat you. Jesus taught that it is what comes out of a person's heart that defiles him. For out of a person's heart come evil thoughts, such as about theft, murder, adultery, and ruthless greed. But the Spirit of Jesus can change a person's heart, turning hate into love, pride into humility, selfishness into service, violence into caring, and greed into generosity. Thirdly, Jesus' claims. Jesus claimed to reveal God to people and bring people to God. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. The disciple Philip said, show us the Father and we ask no more. Jesus replied, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus also said, the Father and I are one. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus wasn't talking about physical bread. Rather, he was talking about spiritual bread, the bread of heaven. Jesus also said, I am the light of the world. No follower of mine shall ever wander in the dark, for he shall have the light of life. And once again, Jesus wasn't talking about physical light, but rather about spiritual illumination. One of my favourite authors is E.V. Thompson, who writes historical novels. And in his book, Cast No Shadows, there's an incident where a group of United States prisoners were being marched into Dartmoor Prison in 1812. And above the door of the prison are carved the words, Parcere Subjectis. And the sergeant asked one of his officers, look at those words, what do they mean? And the officer replied, they are Latin for spare the vanquished. It was a Roman practice to kill their prisoners, and a Roman poet pleaded with them to spare the lives of their prisoners and used those words to make the plea. And the sergeant was still puzzled, and he said, well, why carve Latin above the entrance? "Surely Americans speak English." And the officer replied, "It's considered clever to write inscriptions in Latin on buildings and on tombstones." And the sergeant said, "Why carve words that nobody can understand? They would do better to carve a picture." Jesus is our human picture of God. He helps us to know and to understand Jesus better. And so, how should we respond to Jesus? On one level, we are called to believe that Jesus is God with us. This is the main message of Christmas, that through the birth of Jesus, God came to us in a human being. Now, of course, we can't prove this scientifically or mathematically, and there's an element of mystery about it. And so we are called to take a step of faith. Faith that Jesus is God with us. And on another level, we are called to follow Jesus. We are called to put our faith into practice by obeying Jesus. In our reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul was urging the Christians at Philippi to love one another and be humble before one another. And he said that their attitude towards each other should mirror the life of Jesus Christ, who possessed the divine nature and yet humbled himself, became a man, lived a life of service, and accepted death on the cross in obedience to God. And so Paul says that those Philippian Christians should be like Christ and allow Christ to influence and control their daily lives. And what applied to the Christians in Philippi applies to us. Amen.